Today we have much food for thought. And only a little time to explain it. That's the way it is. But in the book of the prophet Isaiah, Saint Isaiah, we see that God speaks about things that he has done and will do. He has sent the rain and the snow, water which has come to the earth, and has watered the seeds, and the plants have grown, and food has been given to mankind. And so too, he has given us his eternal Son, the eternal Word come down from heaven, who has come to us to give us not just regular food, but eternal food. And so, our Lord says, he shall not return to me empty-handed, void. Now, of course, neither the rain nor the snow return to heaven. They stay on the earth and make it fertile. But the eternal Word of God, who has come down from heaven, just as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, he has brought eternal salvation. And he will not return to heaven empty-handed. He will return to heaven with those who have followed him, not those who have not followed him. And that is why it's so important to follow him, to give up the ways of sin and evil, and to follow Christ completely and fully. But many people do not understand this, and they think that the faith, the sacraments, the Eucharist are some kind of rabbit's foot. They are not. They are efficacious means and channels of the grace of God, which are given to us. We are the seedlings, and if we accept that which is given to us, we shall grow and be fruitful. And in the gospel, which we shall see again in this holy season of Lent, we are just beginning, but this particular event took place very close to the end. It was our Lord, in a sense, pushing the buttons of the Pharisees and scribes, doing exactly what horrified them in their stupidity and in the fact that they were very, very strict about some things but couldn't care less about the things of God. So he turned over the tables of those who were selling doves and sheep and bulls in the temple, and turned over the money changers' tables. And of course, we are led to believe that this was where the worst of the crimes were taking place, because they were cheating the people there who brought the Roman money, and they had to exchange it to get to buy temple money, but they charged much more for the Roman money than it was worth. And so that's how they were making their money. Of course, in our day and age, there's a lot of usurers who do the same thing. They should see their future ahead of them as they read this gospel. And so our Lord did what he has always taught us, to make sure that we knew, that we understood, that his house, the Holy Church, is a house of prayer, and not, as they have done, to make it a den of thieves. And in the meantime, all kinds of wonderful things happen. The blind come to him and he heals them and they can see. And the lame and children that have come with the fathers and mothers to the temple, they see him and cheer him on. Hosanna to the Son of David. Indeed, they will have done this also on Palm Sunday. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. That is, the Son of Man. That is, the Son of God. The second person of the Trinity made man, who has come to bring us salvation. And he does so through the horrible sacrifice that he is going to undergo. And of course, as they did on Palm Sunday, the princes of the priests and the Sanhedrin and all of those who were there complained to him, look at what they're saying. And he says, of course, what do you expect? In other words, they're saying the truth. You do not believe it. You do not believe me. They know God has revealed it to them, and they say the truth. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of God. And then he left the temple. They could not lay a finger on him because it was not yet his hour. And he went to Bethany to visit his friend St. Lazarus and his sisters, St. Mary of Bethany and St. Martha. And it was around this time, too, that he went to see St. Lazarus, who had died, and he knew it. And he went to raise him from the dead. And that was the straw that killed the camel of the Jewish priesthood. They could not stand it, that people should know that he has raised others who were dead from the dead, even 4 days after they had been dead, after they were already foul-smelling, according to nature, but not, in this case, according to God, who preserved St. Lazarus for future things. As we meditate on these mysteries during this season of Lent, let us ask Almighty God to help us in all our needs and distress. And we remember, as we said in the prayer, the collect of today's Mass, the reason for it all. Look down, O Lord, upon thy household. The church is his household. We are the members of his household. And grant that our minds, chastened by mortification of the flesh, and that, of course, is our way of life, and especially our way of life during Lent. Mortification of the flesh may glow in thy sight with desire of thee. And of course, as we worship our Lord, as we receive his mysteries, we worship him and look to him, his sight, as we worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.